pasó que Ben Safari, antes de dos aguas, si queréis unir que soy, que es que tú me dijeron un primo de la misma, pues que es más bien esto tan de especial Shabbos aguas, la más chévere. And here the horse appears to say just the reverse, because he says, "When Yishayach can be a baral, the Omar the horse of Hashem in the situation of Yichle, the Heinid after the Shabbos, the Minachas Mashavet, how the Shor is going to be in the world." So he says just the reverse, that the whole being applies only to Shabbos, just the reverse of what the kind. But besides this kasha against the Chai, so the Rosh itself is to be explained. How could the Rosh say that the whole thing applies only to Shabbos? It doesn't apply to Shabbos Surah. When the Rosh himself, Geri Kabeini, mentions as one of the highest of Doruch was the Gemara of Mizrahi. So is Deichet. He says there is not a situation. There is a possibility that it will drop on the side. But the Rosh himself says that the whole thing is the Kolater Kulei Tavar. How can he say? So he suggests the Kashi against the Rosh is still in the Yodin. So we have to understand Pshat. Now there's another kashi, the Maral Mepork raises against the Rosh, because he sees him here, like he says, in Gerich Abinel. So yesterday we explained it. In other words, it's true that this is the Raya of the Rosh. The kashi of the Mepork is, why doesn't he mention the Raya from the kashi of Primore? Why doesn't he mention the Raya from the Teretz of Primore? So that we explained yesterday, because the question arises again in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shmuel says, Zalfi Yain Gavi Ishin, so the Gemara is the Kashi, Rokom Echad. So why doesn't the Gemara answer immediately, without the whole Shachar Itali, this Kashi and that Kashi, from this Braise and that Braise, the Gemara should say, because Kom Echad the Rosh is Chavei. The answer is no, because it's a situation, but it's a situation in the opposite way. So why doesn't the Gemara, the very outset, give the Teretz, and the Gemara goes through a whole discussion? Because at first, that Kibbutz Mikzas lo Shmo Kibbutz, then the Gemara proves that Kibbutz Mikzas Shmo Kibbutz, so the Gemara says Kibbutz Mitzvah lo Shmo Kibbutz, and then the Gemara proves that even Kibbutz Mitzvah is also. Then finally the Gemara says, Hor Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. And at the very outset the Gemara didn't know all that. The answer is no, the Gemara knew, because the Gemara in Gerichiro that in Aleph says explicitly that Shmuel Paschus like Rav Shimon Kvater Kulei, the Torah Shem is Chavuz Mutel. But here the Gemara has like a Mechaber, because it's core of the secretion. And as the mere mentions in Gerichiro in the name of the Rambam, the core of the secretion is also. But the secretion means most of the time. In other words, it's no probability. No probability it will entail in Gore. But it's not 100%. It's not like a situation where you chop up the head of the zip. There is 100%. Not 99.999, but 100%. But here, there is a possibility, a slight possibility, that it will fall at the end of the Mizbeach, where there are no Yechol at the peripheral of Mizbeach, but no probability it will be Mishav. So that's a core of the situation. So the Mele had the Gemara, the Kasher Kum Echabe. What? The Rosh is Mishavim, but it's a core of the situation. So it should be also a Hapok as the Rabbah. So the Gemara says, first that Kibbutz Mitzvah Rosh Kibbutz, then the Gemara proves that Kibbutz Mitzvah Shmo Kibbutz, because Mitzvah Shem. Then when the Gemara proves that we don't see Mitzvah Shabbat, finally the Gemara says, because like Hashem. So what's the Pshat? because in view of the fact that it's not situational, it's not 100%, it's only called the situation, so it's only considered situation that are born, not Minderreise, and in view of the fact that situation especially on the Reise level is considered Mishab, only Rabbonon, so when is it just on the Rabbonon, in situation Mamesh of 100%, but in the situation of color situation where that in itself is only Rabbonon. So situation Yechbeslein would be a double Rabbonon, like zero and zero, so merely status. That's the shot in the Rosh. Now, we have to answer that. We have to explain the Rosh. How can the Rosh say that Divrei Roch are only Shaykh Gabi Shabbos when the Rosh himself in Perek Habeinu mentions that one of the rayas of the Oruch is the Gemara of Mizalfi Yair Gabi Ishim, and then the other Gemara of Mechik Sus Mechik Vidalk on Desna Shabbos? All the Rishenim mention these rayas of the Oruch. So how can the Rosh say such a thing when he himself says that the Doruch mentions Rayas from Kolatel Kule, not like Avishas? So I think, of course, it is not so smooth. I can help it. In other words, because, on the contrary, I think the Rosh has to be explained according to the Chaim, but with one point that I mentioned, that the Miri says that there are two kinds of situation. There are three kinds of situation. One is situation Yichol, then is Chayov, in the Reise. One is situation Loyichmislein. So the Rosh himself, as we see from Perek Habeinu, he agrees with the Shita of the Li. He is Chilek and the Oruch and the Rabbonon level, but he accepts the Oruch Shita and the Reise. So actually you could say that the Oruch has two shittas. First of all, on the Reise level, the situation is considered in Mishabi. And then his shittah is that Tidma and the Rabbonon level is considered Rosh Mishabi. So the Rosh accepts the Divrei Roch, the Gabi, the Reise level. But on the Rabbonon level, he does not accept the shittah. So that's the shittah of the Rosh, that's clear. Now, the Mir says, we saw it yesterday, that Sikhreishe Michalei is Chayev Yudmali V'Rav Shiv, so it's considered as Chav Mirais. Sikhreishe Yich Peslei, so is Muta V'Raise, Alib V'Rav Shime, and also V'Rabon Alib V'Rav Shime. And Alib V'Rav Yude, he says, Mamesh V'Kachayim says, then is Chayev. And look at the beauty in Schaik, what the Chaim says, the Miri says, three places in Shabbos, in the Madlikin, in the Rabbi, in the Sugi of Asad Chalos and Peitze, and Nabene, three places, he says. So he says several problems. Number one, Psychration in Nihalei, there are three kinds of Psychration. Psychration in Nihalei, Psikreishe de Loyich Peslei and Psikreishe de Loy Michalei. But we have to remember when the expression Loy Michalei is used, Loy Michalei is an ambiguous expression. It might mean the same thing as Loyich Peslei, and many of the Shemim use it interchangeably, and some Achrenim use it interchangeably. But when we say there are three kinds of psikreishe in Michalei, psikreishe in Yichalei, and psikreishe in Michalei, so then Yichalei means he's indifferent, he doesn't care one way or the other. And psikreishe in Michalei means not that he's indifferent, he cares, he's very upset, like in the case of Atzot Chalos and Apeitze, but he can't help it, he does it anyway. In Koshalei, in the sense of Koshalei. So the Miri says, Psychration in Michalei is Chayev, Mirais Nima Ulrichim. Psychration in Yichpeslei, a comment of Shimon is proper, but it's also not Rabbon. So it's like Shimon is over. And the comment of Yude, he's Chayev. Even though without any psychration, Yude is maybe he's proper, because there is a Chesom, Mach Sheves, because the element of idea is lacking, but when there is a situation, even though he's indifferent to it, so the element of idea is not lacking. He knows it as a certainty, not as a possibility. So the element of idea is present, but so really it's higher, so it's higher. And then sequential nichle in the sense of koshale. So then, according to Rabbi Yude, so he's also protosam rabbana. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutawahat. That's what the Mir says. We have to understand that. Then the Mir mentions the three different places, but he's most explicit from Derek Abed in our Sunday of the Arab Shah. We have to understand why. So we have to explain it on the basis of what we said yesterday. That true, as Chai says, that the Gersakos of Nuach Macheves does not imply that there is a requirement of the Melochim being the Nazis becoming us. But there is a requirement. The Meloch has to be Nasis Bidiosi. Then there is another requirement. The Meloch has to be Nasis Bersaini. There are three separate things. Hotsu, Kavone, and Yedir. Because Yedir and Kavone, it goes without saying, which it seems like. Yedir means love, and Kavone means intention. But Hotsu is something separate than Kavone. Usually, when a person intends to do something, so mainly it's his consent to do it. But sometimes, that's the usual, sometimes a person, let's say a person acts under hypnotism. He doesn't exercise any will, but he can exercise kavanah. The one who is hypnotized, so if he's told by the hypnotizer that he should do such a thing, so he's going to do it with kavanah, with intention, but not the same way. So it's two separate things. Kavanah is intention, and rotzen means das. You see, sometimes it's confusing. The Chaim gives in Russian the daiti the kavanah, but Chaim means daiti, means kavanah, it doesn't mean rotzen. So, and the Chaim himself, in his piece of Torah, in Luchashishas, in connection with Chlitze, the Machlekes between the Mukiyesef and the Rambam, as to whether Chlitze requires two Eidim Kimad or not, so the Rambam Shittim is no, and the Mukiyesef Shittim Nipponis is it requires two Eidim Kimad or not. So Rabbi Chaim explains the Shittis Rambam, how is it that Chlitze doesn't require two Eidim Kimad or not? Why is Chlitze distinguished from Dushin and Gershin? So Chaim says, because Dushin and Gershin require Das, Otzma. And Horaye, Ikotin cannot be Mikadish, Ikotin cannot be Mikadish, because Ikotin is lifting the Das. Even if he's as wise and as smart as Shlomo HaMelech, when he was Ikotin, he's Mufke Das. Shlomo HaMelech became king, he was 12 years old, but Al-Kidim, he was considered mainly than there. Even though he was smarter and wiser, and Pinsias, he could form an opinion better than anybody else, but Al-Kidim, he caught his Das, his Mufke. His Das is not a Das, no matter how wise he is. But a cotton is not Mufke of Kavanah. The idea is that the cotton, if he goes to his Yimut HaGavro, teaches him how to ride a get, and he guides him so he can ride a get. So how can he ride a get if he requires a cotton much more? The answer is, the union of fighting with more involves kavanah, not das. There's no aloche that the Lishmo has to be written. I'm mentioning that Agavur and Rav Chaim. That Rav Chaim himself points out that this basic distinction between das, rotzen, and kavanah. So, because because Lishmo involves Kabbal, not us, as well, that it has to be written in Midaitin, Lishimunish, Lishabar. He has to be in the habit that the get is written in Lishimunish, Lishabar. But like this, without the Kabbal, Kabbal, so then you see as the Kabbal was in the habit. But if there is a God who guides him, so then he has Kabbal. But, so why couldn't we say that a Kotlin should be able to be Mekadosh and Misha, a Kotlin should be able to make it here, but we should appoint someone to give him an orientation lesson to guide him. The answer is, a Kotlin's das, a Kotlin out of means, moved up that. It's not a question of Mitzvahs. If it had been a question of Mitzvahs, and I'm not making it, you got smart Kotlin, and even not a smart Kotlin, you can teach everybody. But the halacha is that the kotlin is muftar. Even if he is a b'mtzias, even they are like Shlomo HaMelech, his das is no das. But there is no halacha that the kotlin's kavona is muftar of kavona. So some mele, according to the Rambam, when is there a requirement of two eidim mechima, like tushin, geirashin, where the kinyan, the kushin is affected. Midaitel the Baal. It is the Baal who is mekadesh. Midaitel, it requires his consent. So then there is a loche that the dorosh of the avro, a kinyan of the avro, vishes, so requires aiding the kinyan to validate the kinyan. Mashein kein, kritze, so that's by itself. It's not the dreads. Is mafkia the zike of the chalitza. It doesn't require das. It only requires kavone. The raya is that the Gemara says that the kotlin cannot defend das because the Torah says ish nekash. So the question is, why does Sovishim is the kasha? But he's a kotlin, so mainly he cannot defend it anyway without it as a kasha. So she would say it takes us in the promises because not the money is well is a good meaning of power and he teaches him how to give the food. So the without it also costs you to the table. So it's a riot that it's only requires carbon. It doesn't require gas. It doesn't require gas and our Lord of Nora says later of you that if somebody, let's say, doesn't want to be a good set to be a bummer, so you are allowed to deceive him. You are allowed to deceive him. And you can tell him, you can tell him, look, so be kacha to kings. There is no shyly of giving us a place here, because the Nikish the tapos, such a clever man who refuses to give good set, you can begin it thus. So, but if it had required das, how could you deceive him? So it's Torah. Can you deceive someone and tell him, I mean, that he should encourage him in show and deceive him and promise him something? And then not to do it, so then it will be Bishop Torah. But Chutzah doesn't require das. Chutzah requires kavanah. Chutzah requires kavanah. And some male, a Kotlin's kavanah is not mufti. That's why. So anyway, that Kotlin itself is based upon the premise that Das and kavanah are two separate things. Das, Watson, and kavanah are two separate things. So, some mele, and there are three alot. So there are three types of situation. There's a situation in Yichon. So that is Chayev. Chayev being Kolatele Kule, and in Shabbos. Then there is my contraption. Then there is a situation of Yich Pesleh. So the Miri says, and the Miri accepts the sheet of the whole Hamir Eisler, but he doesn't accept it on the Rabbanoi. So the situation of Yich Pesleh, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Hamir Eisler, but it's also Hamir Rabbanoi. According to Rabbi Yudeh, it's Chayim, it's of Chayim says. Because the creation of Yich Pesleh in the Raisa is not considered a son. So Melech is Potter. But with the Rabbanim of this Council of Pesach. So Mele is also, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Rosh Hashanah because of his chayev, and Bashabbos is brought up because of his machsheves. So in some reason there is no execration, but if there is execration, then Mele says then he's chayev. Then there's third type of situation with Michalim, in the sense of Bashalim, that means the Moloch is not the Nasis, and the Ritzaini, it's Bashalim, he's upset about it. So then he says, so according to what Yuda is also brought up, he's a brother, but so Yuda doesn't require a Kavone Bashalim. Yes, what you understand?
By situation
of
the
Lord Ephesus,
like, so why would you do the
Chayiv?
You don't have
Ratzon
to do something that's
the
Lord
Ephesus either. No, the Ephesus is considered to be Nasis Maseni, Vodna Chayiv, Zindi Ephesus. So it's not Maseni. It's not Maseni. Now, if you ask someone, let's say you're a waiter in a restaurant, or at a wedding, so the waiter comes over to you and says, tea or coffee? So, and you say, doesn't matter, then he gives you coffee. So you don't drink the coffee in the same cup.
He's
indifferent, drink the coffee, the same thing. So it's the same thing, there is no Pisan Das. Pisan Das, if he says tea, I can't stand coffee. And then, if the waiter gives me coffee, and so then it's not the same. But if he's indifferent, so it's considered the same.
So the thing is that it can't be negative.
That's why Rashi and the Miri say, by Kotz Halozin, by Tzot Halozin, by Kitzay, so Kol Tamo Di, he's been Nishomo, Tzvei Yichalei, Tzvei Yichalei, Tzvei. So he says, so maybe it's Chisom Lach Machshedes because it's Koshalet, so it's not Nasis Metzene. But the Eichamid of Pshimim of Sikvashi Liyah was like, so then there is no Chisom Lach. Briefly, Melechas Machshedes implies a prerequisite of Hidiyah, and it implies a prerequisite of Rots. And you see that from the Gemara Shachamak Nivei, that the scope of the prerequisite of Chotzen is wider than the scope of the prerequisite of Yudhiyah, because in the case where it's not Nasi Bakasha saying in respect to the particular mean Tenim or Anorim, so even Reb Lezer would say that he's Potter, but in the case where Shohan Lach and Yudhiyah, where it's Nasi Mesene, it's Nasi Bakasha saying Nasis Bakashose, so then, but it's not Nasis Midiose. So then Rabbele says, inasmuch as the Meloche was begun Midiose, but the particular mean was not Midiose, so it doesn't matter. Mashain came, if it's not the case of Shohan Bakhle, where there is a Chisom in the Rotten too, so then Blazer will be made at this quota. So the scope of the prerequisite of Watson is wider than the scope of the prerequisite of Yedir. So then it merely says, if it's a creation of Nihalay, so then according to the Pshimen, by Shabbos, it's Mutal Chatzle, and according to the Yude, it's Potter Midraise, but it's Osamurava. We have to explain it. The answer is this. The Mira Shite all over is like Rashi, that if it's a situation of Michal of Koshalei, then it is a Chisron in of Melachas Machshavos. But, so it should be Mutal HaTchilah too? The answer is, if it's only, if Kippur is based upon Melachas Machshavos, so then we have Rabbanu and Tzosa, well, why? Every Dovashim is Chavim by Shabbos, even though the duty is made at it. That he's part of the rising because it's also the rising, but still, it's also the other one. Rabbi says one is not allowed to be gay or to kiss in his house on the card, lest he'll make a chrit. Rabbi says one is not allowed to walk on the grass, lest he'll walk out of this. But the donation is happening, it's not in the situation. So it's a song like the Mashabes, So in the highest sense, mudra, but mudra honor, it's also. So we see from there that whenever the tool is based upon the special tool of Lord Vashaves, so mudra honor, it is also. According to Rav Shimon, the Doshan is having his mutant water called by Moser and by his Alpha Ishin and in every Israel. So Mele Shabbos is in Kolatim Kolatim. And just as in Kolatim Kule, there is no Chumran in the Rabbanon, so why should there be a Chumran in the Rabbanon? Gabi Shabbos. Mashenke, according to Rav Yude, that in Kolatim Kudoshan is having his Chayv, Shabbos is brought only because of the special Allah peculiar to Shabbos. So Mele Midrabanon, since the only tool is for a special tool peculiar to Shabbos, Midrabanon is Osa. So it's Osa even without the situation. Allah has come with Hamel where there is a situation, but the situation is Lenichale, it's Koshale. So there's a song of Otsno. So certainly Midrabanon. With the Rabbi Yisosa. But why do you say that they call it Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says that they call it Rav Shimon that Dover Shimon is traveling by the Holy Spirit, but Michal is considered his family rising. But Rabbi Yichbesle is considered his family with Rabbi. So then the Michal is Mutter. And here he says, the answer is, because you call it Rav Shimon, we have two categories. Number one, because if it's only Michalei, so you have the special tool. It's only in Ophisi Chesom, right, Moshebes. And number two, when Michalei has on his own money, so every Michalei has the tool of the Yepeslein. It's more, but he has on his own money. So we have the Ptum that I say because the price is considered in the Slav, but the Rabbonim is considered in the Slav. In addition, we have the other Ptum of it's not Melachas Machsheves, so it's like Xero, so it's Mutar Rizot. That's the Pshat in the Nihon. Now, if we apply this growing to the Rosh, we can understand the Rosh. Because the Rosh discusses his Chilik and the Shiltes. The Shulter says that it's also to take a kinsha mikru with a foot. Let's say a person takes a kinsha mikru as a refuge against Jonas, but it has a side effect, it will be cast out. So the Shulter also says that it's also, but for a different reason, he says, because we don't pass like a human quarter. We pass like a good implication being according to Rosh Hashanah, it's not there to drink a geisha ritual, even though it results in making him starve. And there is a nisa not to make yourself starve, so it's because it's Rosh Hashanah is starve. It's Rosh Hashanah is starve. So the Rosh says, even according to Rosh Hashanah, he is highly conditioned. He says, we do pass like a human not, but here it's also anyway, because it's a situation. So then you say to me, no, it's a situation. It's a situation with Michalei. And here it's not just with Michalei. It's with Michalei. Which person with common sense wants to become stout? He's doing it because he can't help it. He wants to have a cure against jaundice. So it's like a person who suffers from gangrene poisoning and he has his leg amputated. So he enjoys it. He can't help it. He has to save his life. So here too, he's drinking a kitchen coffee because he wants to be cured from the jaundice, from the erotic. But it's a miracle, it's kosher. It's kosher. So here is a situation in Michalei, not with us. Had it been Gabi Shabbos, so according to the Shita of the Miri, who accepts the Shita of the Oruch and the Reiser, but not the Shita of the Oruch and the Rabbonim, had it been Gabi Shabbos, so the Miri says, situation in Michalei, according to the Shimon, seems it involves to the Rabbanans, it's like zero and clear, so it's even little of a filler. But that's on Shaya Gabi Shabbos, so then we have to the Rabbanans. First of all, one the Rabbanans, because on the Reisalem, situation in the Yichbis way, even without the Yichalei, is considered in Mishal. But in the Rabbanan is considered Mishal. And then Gabi Shabbos, in addition, is the Yichalei, so there is the other Ptur, because it's not what is Mashabes. But here we're not doing the Shabbos, we are doing it in other Yisrael, of course, the Kula, our Tzich is asking, and Yisrael not to sterilize oneself, not to become sterile. So here we don't have it, there's a cost in the Kula. Here we only have it, the general thing of the Rosh Yisrael, so at the highest level, the Rosh accepts the Sheet of the Oath. That it's considered to have, but on the Rabbanu level, situation, even when Yichbis Lehi is considered to have, Mimele in Kolatel Tzule, even when Yichbis Lehi is considered to have. So when the Rosh says, when Shaykh can be with our Oog, he doesn't mean the Oog himself, who has two Shittes, one on the Raisa level, one on the Rabbanu level. He says, when Shaykh can be with our Oog, that we accept, that he and the Yavi accept, that different Balaoruch, that on the Raisa level, subscription Yichbis Lehi, is considered in Mishavim with Raisa, but with Rabbanim is considered Mishavim, so, and here, so you say, just as Gabi Shabbos. So in other words, the Rosh has the same shit in the mirror, that situation of Michli Gabi Shabbos will be mutar in the Rabbanon, because it's like Zer Lexere. So Gabi Shabbos is like Zer Lexere, to the Rabbanon. Mashiach can go out to the Kulit from the Rabbanon. So Mirri says.
I want to say that the Rabbanon were advice to Tzara the Gufa.
What?
We should say that the Tzara the Gufa, the Rabbanon were advice.
I don't know, apparently, even though it's taken in Yerokim, for jaundice, there are all kinds of jaundice, you know, all kinds. There is what doctors call clinical jaundice. Clinical jaundice, so that is certainly exaggerated. But then there is a kind of mild jaundice, you know, some children when they are born on the day of the priest, so they are yellow. And if you ask doctors, can we have the priest? So I would say, take the bilirubin test. And if the bilirubin test is that he has less than 18, so then he can be mild. But that's nonsense, because the doctors are not going to determine what is considered Pekach Nefesh or Pekach Nefesh. Doctors consider Pekach Nefesh only when there is a real Zakon. But if there is a Shoshel Chik of Zakon, they don't consider as Pekach Nefesh. That's why many doctors are accustomed to prescribe certain medicines, even when it's not a question of saving the life of the patient, even though that medicine has side effects, because they're not concerned about remote possibilities. But Meali, who has Kishaile, so they will not be Mali child who is yellow, even though he does not suffer from clinical jaundice, because he has 15, 16 on the bilirubin test. But suppose somebody has a rocket of 15 on the bilirubin test. So you ask it after, it doesn't matter, you don't have to work. But it's still, he wants to be cured from it. So he takes the case of Ichkin, then it's not shy to say, sorry, good. Sometimes jaundice is in such a degree that it's good of nefesh also. So of course in that case, certainly allowed to drink geisha nikkoi. So the shultes and the rosh don't discuss such a case where the jaundice is to such a degree that it's mamas upon the rosh. So in other words, he has reference to such a case where it's not as if involved child with it. Not as most of us are with it. But if a person has a mild jaundice of 15, 16, not 24 jaundice, it's not in the time of because in the Rabbanon it is considered Mishal, because the Rosh doesn't accept the Oog Shita in the Rabbanon. he only accepts the Rav Shita and the Reisel. But because, as long as the Rabbanon, if it's a situation, even if it's Roydach Bishra, it's considered a Israel. In the same way as the situation in Yichala is considered in the Reisel, because he's doing one act that necessarily entails another act. So, the Kavone, he has, and act number one is attributed to act number two. But if it's Loyach Bislay, act number two is Loyach Bislay, so with the eyes it's not attributed. But with the Kavone, it is attributed. Not their quality. And Shabbos also the same thing. But by Shabbos, if it's more than Loyach Bislay, then Yichalei, so you have two Ketorim in your eyes. One, the general being, and one, Lach HaShadosh. So then it becomes Mutar by Shabbos, even the Rabbanon, because it's to the Rabbanon. So it's like zero Ketorim. Zero Ketorim. But that's only in Shabbos, but nothing quite there cool. Yes?
In the Sikh Ta'aro, the Sikh Mesha, the Lach HaShadosh.
Yes.
Why is it, in terms of why is that now no longer considered to be Kavanah? But I understand that it's no longer Ratzon. But why is Kavanah changed? Because it's Lo'ethos Le, or Nicolay, the Sigratio.
Maybe Kavanah, as far as Kavanah is concerned,
what's the
there is no difference. This is what the Rosh is saying. There is no difference between Lo'ethos Le and Nicolay. The only difference between Lo'ethos Le and Nicolay is in regard to Shabbos. Because by Shabbos there is an additional prerequisite. The law has to be done the same. So lo yichpeslates, it's not a chesong in rotsin, but lo yichpeslates a chesong in rotsin. But in Kavater Kula, there is no din of rotsin, only kavone contra of shimen. So lo yichpeslates and lo yichpeslates are in same land. No, lo yichpeslates is not a Shabbos. No, because the whole holds. That even in the Rabbanon, Lo Yichpeslay is considered a Mishra. Even on the Rabbanon.
That question, so we start on what? Why would if Sigratia makes Kavana, why would it put it in Lo Yichpeslay, Lo Nicholay, Nicholay?
No, Mishra. No, according to the Oroch, there is no, as far as Kavana is concerned, there is no difference between Lo Yichpeslay and Nicholay. There is a difference between Nichale and Lo
Yichpeslay.
Why? Because Nichale means he's Nehme. Let's say he cuts off the head of the Tzipeya. He's not mishavim to deaden the Tzipeya. But he's Nehme. Because the child didn't enjoy the head of the Tzipeya. If the head of the Tzipeya made alive, he wouldn't believe some children would enjoy it more. But this kind of a child wouldn't enjoy it as much. So maybe he's nene from the fact that he's dead, then the child can manipulate more, you know, he will never become frightened, can manipulate more, so he's nene. So then we say it's considered a son. I know it's not so smooth, though. What shall I do? Kesef Teisies, Bein Liminei, Bein Lismelei, Bein Mishemechot, Bein Mishtei Shemis. What does Mishemechot mean? Mishemechot means two olives. Two olives. Mishtei Shemis means one letter, and one is a different kind of letter. An aleph and a beis. Bein Mishtei Samnius. In other words, different kinds of English. One horse he rode with Ye, and one horse he rode with Sikho. Sikho that's red ink, so is Chai. The whole ocean Chai. Now, look what Rashi says. Ben Mishemechot Shtein Alfin. שתי שמיס על הבייס, שתי סמנויס על סומייס, אחת בגין ואחת בסיכון. בכל אושין של כל קסוד, בגופון של קולון או בונו, סורה שאמפסייזס, two things, that's important. בכל אושין של כל קסוד, בגופון של קולון או בונו, what does it mean, בגופון של קולון או בונו? What does it mean? בכל אושין של כל קסוד, של כל קסוד, בגופון של קולון או בונו, what does it mean? What does it mean? Why does he repeat? Rashi is not accustomed to repeat words. But two separate things. Two separate things. You know, there is such a thing as transliteration. So let's say, if you want to write, let's say, if you want to write the Parsha Shema, or any Parsha of the Torah, in English, so you can do it in two ways. You can translate Shema or Bereshis into English and then write it in English letters, Shema, here. So you write it H-E-A-R, or you can do something else. You can write it in English letters, Shema, S-H-M-A, S-H-M-A, or, I mean, so, when Rashi says, Rashi says, so the Choloshin shall quote something, that the script is of any other language. It doesn't have to be Bixara Shus. Even if it's the English script. And he says, Bigufan shall kolom. It can be the Loshin of every other one. It can be the English language and the English script. Because one could say that you are hired for every language, but the script has to be Ksavashus. Other Ksavim are not as basic as Ksavashus. There is Ishi Vesyochit, the Yozorah. The Yozorah says that when one is hired a Hatus for Kinsis, he writes it only if he writes in Ksavashus. But if he writes in other, not Ksavashus, in our Hebrew script, not Ksavashos, we don't write Ksavashos. See, the Torah will write Ksavashos. The Torah, through the Jewish, will write Ksavashos. But like this, when somebody writes, there's a right Ksavashos, most people don't even know the Ksavashos. There are very few people who know who are knowledgeable in Ksavashos. So, there is a Shittas Yochid. There is a Shittas Yochid, and this is something that should not be mentioned publicly, because it has been a source of immersion. So as the Shita of the Yozorah is that the Chiyuv for Ksivim is only Ksavashos, not Adaksol, but the Mishnah says Picholoshem. So the Yozorah says Picholosh means the language can be Picholosh. In other words, if you write, let's say Shema, if you write Shema, and you write, the language can be all right here. You write here, but you write it in Savashos, you can write here in Savashos too. You can write a hey, youth, rage in Savashos, so it's here. So then it's fine. Mashrim came, so Rashi points out, and all the Rishayim, they say the same thing. Bicholoshim shall call Ksavi, it doesn't have to be. The script doesn't have to be Ksavashuris. Vigufan shall call him. And the language can be any other language, it doesn't have to be Loshmak English. But the Shita of the Zohar, the surprise, the amazing thing is, that while it is Shittas Yochid, the Ramon mentioned it. But the Ramon mentions it to whom? The Ramon mentions it to whom? Oh, the second Chalet of Shikor is not here. Oh, is there a Shekhno? No. There is no. So let's Chalet Gimot. Yeah. Gemara says in Gittin, chase him only until the Shabbos. The Shabbos was lighter or rather than the Yerikah. So we're him only more in the case of it. We should wish it. Because Amir or Nochi, Shavuos is the Chavona, and we should wish it out to soil because, in other words, one is allowed to tell a good, to write a contract, in order the purpose of which is to buy a piece of land from the goy because of Mishabas. So most Hashem say that only the mitzvah of Mishabas is royal, is muta, is deichet, amir inochi, but any other mitzvah is not. Most Hashem. And that's the psak of the Shekhinah of course. But the Baalito Shite is that any mitzvah, Amir Nochim is muta, I'll be mocking any mitzvah. But the Shita of Moses Hashemim is only Yishuv al Tishai, no other mitzvah. The Ramoah mentions a Chumbon. The Ramoah is seen in Shin Vol. So, in other words, it's not possible. In your Osha Rakhni the Rabbana, and you should wish it out to soil because of Kirzala. So, who are she to me is that there is no difference between the mitzvah of wish about soil and the other mitzvah. So, just as in respect to any other mitzvah, it's not the Hamil in the tree, except Hamil in the Shvus. That's the country most Hashem is saying, that it's not the Noah. That Amir Nochel Mishvus is Mita Binokin Enemitz. Is Mita Binokin Enemitz. So, in other words, you're allowed to tell a good to bring something, there are countless and Shabbos because of Enemitz. So, Mishabas is following the same thing. When is Mishabas following Mita? If you tell the good to write the contract, linguistically. Not Sarashos, so there, and if you do it, you can point him out in Sarashos. Because only Sarashos is just in the eyes. So the male and what he has soil. So the Hamor mentions the Shita of the Zabra, which is the Shita Shochi. But the Hamor mentions the Chumre, not the Kule Chasisho. So, somebody, why is that the Kule? So it means that he is a kitzeni in being major. So I mean that to put it mildly. So but that's the Shidas Yahu. The Shidas Yahu should not be publicized. Because then people might start making kumas. How did you do? Not only are you in the house. All kinds of kumas.
The Mishnah says
Chol
Lashon,
it
doesn't say
Chol Tzav. So, according to the Rosh, the Chol Lashon is Muhammad, that's the other word. Right. So that's why Rashi emphasizes two things. The Chol Lashon shall call Tzavim, the Gufan shall call Umo Vuma. The Gufan shall call Umo Vuma. But, since the Ramah mentions Dechit as Yochid, Dechit as Yochid in Chumreh, so many daily, in the course of generations, applied Yochishish for the Zavuah Shiloh in Rathas Misholem. Because, as a matter of fact, my great grandfather, George Shiloh, was considered, you see, if there was a Maisei that happened during the First World War, so George Shiloh was, he had to go in exile. So he went to Minsk. He stayed there. Minsk was a very modern city. Even in the years of 1914, it was a very modern city. And you had Jewish youngsters who were very secular and frivolous in their behavior. So that was an evil that existed even in those days. It still exists, unfortunately. philosophy, of acting frivolously, of young boys being the Kaddish, a girl in the presence of a being for a job. You hear the story in Japanese all the time, in all places. Unfortunately, in Chicago, about 20 years ago, I had an experience with a student, a nice boy, very full. But as a joke, so he was in Kaddish girl in the presence of Eden. And then the shy voice knew she was a get, because we should think of when she sees that voice on the says, even when it's done as a joke, she has to have a get. Neither I say if it's apparent that he did it as a joke, so it's not Russian, but in Shinkuma and Shishin seem to have strength. She replies again, yeah, the future is interest me, she apologizes for this. These things happen. So in 1914, a certain boy, you know, having fun. So there were boys and girls who were having fun together. So one boy, he had a cane with a silver coat. He didn't use a cane because he was crippled. I use a cane because I have to use it. But he used the cane also because of frivolity. It was silver coat, so he thought it was fancy. So he used such a cane. So then he tore off. There are a number of boys and girls in music at him. He tore off, there was a big tuba like a perch up here. I didn't see the tuba, but he wrote the big tuba. And he spent weeks of toil and labor. He finally was mater without a get. It wasn't so easy, I mean, to get them to break it, you know. Today they were in Minsk having fun. The next day they could be in another city and catch them. So anyway, so he was not. So he tore off, he scraped off the silver from the cave, and then he gave it to her in the presence of Eden, and he said, Hariat Mikudeshesli, the Kesef Zeh, Kidas Mishim Mishka. He knew the formula in it. He said, and everybody left, and they were a number of Eden. So then, but you see, the youngsters were frivolous, but the parents were not frivolous at all. Yeah. And they heard the story, so they came to the prayer. That's the king does. So the prayer said, let him give what he get. No, it's not so easy. Anyway, he finally found out the heter. So what was the heter? It's the past. So first of all, the whole deal that somebody is in Kaddish and Misha, they are strange. So he cries again, so is Misha and Kuga and Misha. It's so in the Rabbah. It's not in the Rabbah. It's the Rabbah. Secondly, the Indian who witnessed this so-called Dushan, so they are not Tzadiki. So one of the Indian, so two Indian testified that he ate Chazah. The other thing, so two Eidim testified that he once was seen writing an address on Shabbos. So then the first Shapiro wrote the whole truth, and he said, so it was not the one who ate Chazal is certainly possible to write. So it's in Kaddish, in Techor, it's in Kish, in Kish. But there is a Shit Samodachai, he passed this in Ramon, mentioned it in Abinezer, that we have to be Kish, to have four vegetables. That in Kaddish, we may even win the Kadesh, but there is one and one in Kish. In Peregrin, that in Kaddish, in Techor, is Kish, in Kish, there is a whole purpose on it. If there is no lady, not in one, but they are both made it. So, in the main level, Savoy Shakhtre, so it's the king's house for that mission. At least one aid is required to kill a boy. Two aid, so crazy shikasyoka that the Vishnu cut and the Ramot Pastas have done. So the third chapter wrote the whole children. And then he was Matia. Why? Because, first of all, the whole Vishnu is all the Rabbanan is the vice and it's the power of the Rabbanan. That he did a few jokes of Vishnu's not cut. And then, one day he decided to pass to a Pasha'el, not these youngsters, they were not a bit, but other people saw. One of the baby that he has a, so he was a Russian, the rice was late. The other day they didn't see him has a, but two baby saw that he wrote an address on Shabbos. It's not a very Shabbos, but it wasn't. So the author of the Chal Shabbos, supposedly the rice, oh, but the first chapter says, according to the Zohar, when is there a Misra Raisa, only if you write the Ksara Shuras, but here he wrote in Russian in the script. Russian script, not Ksara Shuras. So Melee is not possibly using the rice, but it's Shikas Yachim, but this is not the regular Shikas Yachim. The Hamor is Chishish, Fordachim, the Chukrayim, the Galt Amir Nochi. In other words, Amir Nochi to tell a goy to write the Ksarashuris, the Shemish about Tzvore, the Ramot Paskins, the Nagara. But only in Ksar Nochi, not Ksarashuris. So in Schreish is the Chukra for that Shemish is Yochi. So maybe here too we have the Chukra is the Chukra for the Yochi. Well, Paskins in as much as even if we are Chishish, even if we assume like the other one. So still, the old money left. The other one is certainly possible. It has it. So, and that in itself, the Shikas Amortai, that I'm coming to the Dachot, the Christian Bishop, is again Shikas Yom. So really, there's no problem. So anyway, this shita says Rua, even though it's a shita siochim, but the Ramon is chen sheish, is chen sheish lechum. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has Nibir Aloch a long discussion, because it's a very difficult shita. And this is the reason why Rashi emphasized the choloshin shall call psodim, the gufan shall call him of them. Who can be sheet of the other one, even though Rashi knew before the other one? But apparently, Rashi knew that there is such an impossible argument. So this is why Rashi mentioned. All right. Omar Rabbi Yehisi, when people stay ACS, I will be Shemra Yishen. That stay ACS is the field of not Mishim Kaysen, but Shemra Yishen. In other words, there is no melocha of Kesi, but there is a melocha of Reishi. Why? After all, we learn about from the Mishkan. So what was it in the Mishkan? Was it Ksida or was it Reishi? So he says, let's the Shaya. Shekach, I mean, the Mishkan, they didn't write just Kesi or book or so. So what did they write in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan? Where they write, so they wrote on the board, you know, when they prepare the board, the kosher, so they had to put a cement on the board, so they put it, if this board has to be matched with this board, so they were accustomed to put them out on this board, and raise on this board, so they were, everybody knew that these two boards have to be set up together, they match. So they wrote our Yonos on one board, Bates, another board, and the other board, and the other board. So this says, but they didn't write the Aleph and the Bates as no succeeded the way one writes in the book, writes Aleph, Bates, Aleph. So, but they wrote it only as a synod. No, today, when you want to make a mark, you make a check. You want to write marks. They will do it. So in Michigan, they didn't have the practice of making the check. So we had another way of making it by writing an os. So the os really was not an os for its own sake, but the os was like in your rejected it. So that's the shift. If something is written, they're writing, so there it's called case. If something is written only as a sinner, it's not called case. It's called righteous. Now, according to the Rabbanim of the days, so both of them, Rabbanim of the days say the case is higher and righteous. Righteous. The question is, what is the art and what is the Torah? What is the art? So according to Rabbanim, the art is the mystery was in Rokha, see? But Rishay could be higher too, as he told that case. According to Rabbanim, see the other way around. That the art in the mystery was not case, even though it involved the writing of Asias, our own days, but it wasn't written for the purpose of writing. It was written for the page, for the purpose of making the sinner, for making the machine, making the check. So their check consisted of an aleph and the base. So maybe the melocha is a melocha of Reish. But of course, the Kesef is not cooperation, so Kesef is higher because Kesef is also Reish. But according to the Rabbanon, it's the other way around. So the main melocha is Kesef, and Reish is also higher because Mitzat Kesef. So Omar Abyeisir, the Kibish Kesef, which Reish, שכך כיסר כאשר המשכן לידה איזה בן זוג אומר רב יהודה הוצינו שם קוטי משם בודו שם משימר ומשמור מייח מנוחר דון מדוניר גוד מנגביר על הרש משום רשת סימן שלו איסים שלו איסים יקר שהמשכן מפני שם פארק או שיקנו ויחו תסידה הקושם the Osir Abyeisim Lato, because of the Rosh Hashanah, the Shino is the Almer, the Sinem Chai, Motsinu Shem Kod, for Osir Hashanah Rav Yudai, the Abba Gatcha, the Midman Rachdu, what kind of a Chidesh is Rav Yudai telling us? For Rav Yudai also tells us that two letters is Chai. Well, that is mentioned by the Kanda. No, the Chidesh of Rav Yudai is, even though his Kavonah was to write Nochem, Nochem, so it's four letters. And the only role, two letters, is also higher. Oh, as I'm afraid, you did have a dash on the last day. She was having this thing on day one, because of mixers. They see mixers, have a dynamic cayenne, is in Mokimache, is higher. But there is one to record. If one writes, is this having to write a table for letters, and he writes only two letters, so his higher with the two letters by themselves also constitute the table. But if the two letters by themselves don't constitute the table, then he's not high. Now the Gemara says, Akinsif Deisi, Mishin says, Akinsif Deisi, the most male is high. So Bishon, I mean high, should be absolutely there's an issue with your Bible. Elo, Asmei, Amai, Hoim, Derech, Ksivimka. Omer, Abhirmi, Abitaya, is a lefty. Abitaya, Shem. So, no, Kashi, is a lefty, so I had a Smei today, Chini, Kula, Alme, so then his natural way is that to the left hand, and the right hand is should be protected. So why do we should say, Bengi, me, Bengi, Smei, he had a smell the age in the ground with a smell of high and nearly high. Hello, my boy. The shame is still. The shame is still. So where he is both and equal. Rab Yaakov, Brady, Das Yaakov. Oma, Commander of Yeis. Commander of Yeis. The Oma, the Chidish, the Yeis, the Selvish, Malaysia. From the Sefer of Yehudi, a race of Abanis, Kuran is to Yahia, the big Hiddish in the world. And according to Rabbi Yehudi, the decree of the Abu Rocha was not Kesef, but was Reishi, and even though Kesef is higher, but is higher generation, is Rigora, Jacob is regarding some obscene spaceship to make a sign. So people that normally they do it indiscriminately, right and left and writing letters. So people use ways to write and write them. But to make a check, so people will do it indiscriminately, they make a check with the right hand and the right hand. Some melee, even in respect to Ksive, where the general practice is to write only in the right hand, but since the Av is Reishen, some melee, he would be hired by chasing, even though he does it in the left hand, in spite of the fact that vis-a-vis Ksive, the usual way is to write in the right hand. Now, it's a bit fresh, but that's a raya for the Ramban. We went over the Ramban in respect to one who plucks off a feather from a chip. So the Ramban is the raya, we discussed it. Is there a Hiddush Ramban? Yeah. Everybody will have to pay the rent, but we're not. The Ramban in Valdodo, we went over inside the whole Ramban. The Ramban in Valdodo says that if somebody is Jewish, he cannot nominate, so the only Jewish is Mishun Gates, and not Mishun Gates, because of the Shite of the Jewish is that there is a few Mishun Gates too. So the Ramban mentions number of rice. Kitzer is only shy of the Kalkan Amish, I play, but not by any life. By any life, if you are Achim, Kitzer, you say, so then it involves the Loha of Gazer, not of Kitzer. So then, in the Rai Yidis, the Rai Yidis, because the Septa says, Hamish min Reit HaMeso, Hamish min Reit. If the fear of the king, Mishun Ketzer, so how could he be hired Mishun Ketzer when he walks off a feather from a Nihashot? Only a living effect, and there is a fear of tailish, even by an animal that is dead, so shows that the fear is not Mishun Ketzer. Then the Ramban has, maybe, they are both chabots, two rocks, which involve two rocks, Ketzer and Ketzer. So true, Ketzer is much higher if you are Pesach and Mesach. So there is higher Mishun Ketzer, but in Ketzer, who are in Spain, she comes from the Indian chicken, so then we can be higher Mishun Ketzer also. So first of all, he says, there's no such thing as the same mindset. The same mindset, 200. So one he excludes it. Then he mentions that. Then he mentions another. Rebecca meaning he behaved in high motion kills don't you do it. Kills don't you do it in this case. The high the notation gaze is the highly lachish the name, so it says two reasons. The hode total is the other like a letter. The hoche, the behame, let's say. The wuche will literally be yadol on the door. The more in prayer is says that it's muter. We went over the monarchy. That it's muter in the raise to be perish the sale of the behame in Jimshki. Jimshki, the sale is muter. But with ISIS, people rise and put them to ISIS because it's Klachaya, because in a beautiful way of blocking out here from the Behime is with a chair. Not with the hand, some day if it doesn't need a chair. With the hand, so it's Klachaya. So that is all right, the Ramban says, if we assume that the whole Mechayev is Mishum. Is Mishum Gezis. How does Gezis mean? How do you exist in Mishum Gezis? The shearing, the wool from the sheep. So in the Mishum too, how was the wool shown of the sheep from the crossing? It was shown over the cave. Not in the end. Who does it in the end? So since it is in the Mishum, so it is in the Mishum, it was done in the cave. Some made that and some and beyond. It wasn't done. They were in the stainless, like the modern prayer says, that if somebody tears off the hair from the hair of the king's and then so it only involves, it only involves an Isaiah, the Rabbanon, because the Hayab made it, they are muttering, they were speaking to do it in order to prevent the soul of blood from. But if we are going to say, that perish is can be higher than two and the store of two law. One gazes and one gate and a gate so the natural way is to be gate we are also. So maybe even the gap in the end of the south of the end, you should also be higher. So from this, from Ram, we are the cash on the surface. Very strange. What depends on it? So let that be a foolish answer. But the halacha of the chayyad applies to all the lochas. But kitzer, if somebody is walks out an apple from the tree, so of course it's high, because there's a natural way then. But mashin can be seyah, or the game, or the natural ways of the kele. So why should we hire just because in the garter, an apple, or any fruit, so is an excellent. So we deduce from this, from the Ramban's really can be shitty of the thesis we are talking in Dushin Davor. Thesis we are talking in Dushin Davor says that the reason is why Klachiyad is because of Shabbos is because of Lechas Moshebes. Lechas Moshebes means artistic, creative work. We can do it in a bizarre way, in a new way, it's not the Melachas Machshavas. That's why the Shabbos is a tool of Melachas Machshavas. So what difference does it make? Gezis or Gezia? So what? If King Saul and Abena could be Mechuyev, could be Mechuyev from the score of Gezia, and Gezia implants was not Lachayah, but in behaving in Al-Khayyat it's Lachayah. So why should you? It's not Lachayah. So we say, obviously, from Ramban it's Mashma, that he's full of this. From Ramban Shiti is that the reason is why Lachayah is Potter, because we learn how to be Mishkeh. It seems in Mishkeh, the Loche was done in the natural way, so maybe in an unnatural way, it can be the body of the Tulocha that was in the Mishkas Mele. It makes sense. Now that it's Mucha, we still could argue that way. But it makes sense. In other words, seeing the whole business like there is a Tulocha is because it has to be the Mishkin, and the Mishkin was not Rachiyad. So if it gives it, it still some root. It was the of Kitzriya. So then Til Savna Bene should be higher, even though it's done, it happens to be done in an unusual and unethical way. Because since in the Mishkan was a national thing, so maybe it should be higher. It's a Chiddush anyway, but that's the Shite of Drama. But according to this, that's what we can say. So this Gemara appears, this Gemara appears to confirm the Shite of Drama. Here the Gemara says, Yaakov Eilas Yaakov Omar, Omane, but Yeisis, the Omar of Chiddush the Yeisis, El Mishim Reishim, when you say that the Yeisis is not in the Kuram, it's not a Tzirash. No, there is no Rashi. There is no Rashi. So, with Zod, it seems to corroborate the Ramban Shita. The problem is, the Azokin, how do you understand the Gemara? The Kotel Azokin, so the Achriyad, is it too long all day of the Nachas Machshavos? So, how can you hear this memory in other words? It's done it away. It's done it, it's not a magic in verses like this. He doesn't like it. Some day later, it's not a Nachas Machshavos. It's not a Nachas Machshavos. What's Kashi? Again, the first letter. So we must say, here there is a difference between the case of Ramban. Because the Ramban Shite could be called the Shite of this house. But this Gemara can be explained even according to the Shite of this lesson, the words, you see. According to Rabbi Yisi, that the Meloche was Reisha, so then it's not only that in the Mishkan, as far as the Mishkan is concerned, that's what we couldn't say. According to the Rabbi Yisi, now, if we are going to ask, how was it done in the Mishkan? What was the usual way of doing the Mishkan? Of making the mark in our calendar, in this and that, and the other part. Was it done usually the right hand, or it was done indiscriminately, right hand, left hand? So it's the start. Since the purpose of those who did it in Mishkan was only as a check, and they did not intend to write more than 2 ACS, and even these 2 ACS, we are not interested in writing the basis, but as a check, so we didn't care how they do it, the right way, the right hand, or the left hand. Why should they check? If they did it for the purpose of writing ACS, so even if they did not intend to write a whole page, just for ACS, but when you write it in 2 ACS, with your left hand, it does not look as nice as when you write it right, you die. Well, we don't decide. So, they would be marked in the right of the right. Even if they did not intend to write more than 2 letters, but if they had intended to write the 2 letters of our has an ACL, then they would be marked to write it with the right hand, because the left hand it really looks so nice. But in view of the fact that they are not even interested in writing the other thing these as letter, but only as a check, like a check today, so they are, some male, they were not marked it. They were not marked it. But the Mitzvah's problem was that they did why use the right hand. Why? Because they were accustomed to the right hand. So in Mayo, these 2 ACS, they also know in the right hand. Because they were accustomed to do it. But if they hadn't been accustomed, they would do it indiscriminately. So in Mayo, according to the Rabbanon, who say that the Chiyuv is Mishkan Kesev, so that means that in the Mishkan too, it was exceeded. And seeing the Mitzvah's Mishkan, they used the right hand, to use the right hand. So mele, even now, he can use his left hand, his potter. It's not kelachayat. Masha'in came between saying that the chiyuv of kesef, the chiyuv of kesef is degeneration. And in Beishen, we don't make any difference. We try to serve people as a reason for it. In the beauty of the os, if you write the os only as a check, and one writes a check, it's interesting. It should be beautiful. It's not interesting. So even though in the Mishkan they happen to use the right hand, so that was by habit, not deliberately. So mele, it's not considered lahaya. And then what you ask, but it's not as nice. So if the theory is can say, so then being nice is in my way next to the, so then we say it's the chesom lach mashes. But according to Rav Yitzi, that the chiyuv is not mishum kesef and mishum reishen, and as a check, so the fact that it looks nicer is no mile. So in mele it's not a chesom lach mashes. Omer Rav Yudi, motzino שם קודם שם גודל שם שמן ומשבר ניח מנוחר דום מדניר גוד מגדיר על רבי דשתי שיש לי שני אישים לסמחה so it's much my young mentions examples of two separate matters שם משמן אל משמר ניח מנוחר דום מדניר גוד מגדיר so you have a general and doubt two separate letters implication being that where two letters happen to be the same letter, so then two shins, so then he is not high. You said, El Rabbi Shteis is the shins in the high. Shteis is when Shemechot, when the high, but Tanya was Akas, Yochalachi to Kukashem, as he had a crab begged, as he has a crab apple, Tanya Meachas. אם יחס יוכלת ליקוס ויסחר לו את החיתכות ועשור ויסחר לנאפו כמולים אחס הוקי צד אין חייב אשר יחי שם קוט משם גודו שם משימנו משמר ליח מנוחר דום מדוניאל דום מדיר דל תנקם יבדיו די נאפו לקוס ושי סיר יש מאחות חי כמשי שטייס ויר געת חייס שונקי מנשנס as an example, two letters, the same letter, over a day, see, so there's the kashi, from the beauty of the Mishnah, the beauty of the bride, over a day, see, the fish in the case of the chayet, where the chayet on the shumrei chain, shechim rei chim akasha, and mishkan, leid aizi ben zugei, lifi chosor atzai dachash, and so on, the fish in the chayet, the fish in the chayet, the fish in the chayet, yos achas, yoch, lachinir, kirisku Hashem, Achiyere Koa Dege supposes Mishamei to write the whole shit, but he writes, he doesn't write the whole shit, just the letters. Achiyas Karakot Amel Machas, Yim Yachas Yochafu Yikosuk Yisachas, Afo Kutechot Losu, Baisal Nafu Amel Achas, Hokeitzem Nechayu Yachas Mokshayi Yisiko Mishkayemes. But Yehi Sein Meir, Yos Achas Vosrein, O Achas Meir. פונים שחי ואחז על כולו, ופונים שחי ואחז ואחז, קוטון מי ערב דודי נס, וקשי ספר רב דודי, אף מיקות ושתי איסים שמאחות, תושים, תוטופס, תוויש, תימוס, תוחס, שאו איס חייב, שאו איס הסתיר הביטוי רב דודי במשנה, הוא says that only if you write two ACS that are different, but not if you write to see what I'm saying. And Rabbi Nebchai soon says, even if you write to ACS, that are the same. Loi kashi, hodi dei, hodi rabbi. Tanya, in other words, the Mishnah represents the view of the Rabbi himself. And the crisis of the view of the Rabbi himself is only the ACS represent the different ones. Not in there to send the same letter, but the price that says the Tabiri in the Chayat, people with two ACS represent the same letter, So that's not what we saw. Mishite, Mishim Rame, Ram Gamliel. So the time of the day in the Mishim Gamliel, after the cost of the day, is Mishim Erom Chayev, Ki Gei, Shei, Shtei, Israel, Gag, Chayev, the Rav Shimon, Hayet, and Kham. What does Rav Shimon say? Los Achaz, Yochad Shem Yishpa Shein, so even if he doesn't finish the whole chain. So that's what the Nekame says. So what is, what does that mean to the Nekame and the Shemen? What does that mean? V'chi teine, Aleph, Aleph, Dazot, V'chinaye, the Nekame Soba, Aleph, Aleph, Dazot, Olam, Nechaye, the Rav Shimon Soba, Kiva, what? Because through in Hazot, only 2 hours. But we don't have a word in Russian Kiddush that consists of 12. There is no such word. There couldn't be such a word. Because how would you even pronounce it? You wouldn't even be able to pronounce it unless you pronounce it as a name of two. So you have to say two sounds. So there is no such thing of our power by itself. So the Azor and unite and come and serve only like Aleph Aleph the Azor Homoinechai. Because 2 Alephs do not constitute the word by itself. So the common mention example Neach and Ochea. So Neach constitutes the word by itself. And Nun Ches constitutes a word by itself. Neach, it's a name. But Azor, Aleph Aleph doesn't constitute a word by itself. And so what's the story of Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon Sova, he said, without Tuva, the Almachai, since it was custom to use Aleph Aleph in Kameles, some melee, the fact that it's used in Kameles, so it's enough to do the Kameles. The name of the Rabbi Shimon Lechumre, so Rabbi Shimon is Mechai, in the case of Aleph Aleph, where the Tanikame is not Mechai, so Tanikame is the major Rabbi Shimon Lechumre. Tanya Kitiya Koshu Chayam, the Koshama, the Koshama, the Koshama, the Koshu, the Shimimi, Ashi Kalach Eskule, Ashi Yitir Eskule, Ashi Yavir Eskule, Ashi Yotza Eskule, so we see that in the same subject matter, the Shimon, the same subject matter, the Shimon is no Mahmia, on the contrary that he has to do what he was mishaven to do, and if he was mishaven to be so on the whole thing, not just in one little spot, and then he was so only in one little spot, so he's not high, that's inconsistent with what Rav Shimon says here in regard to Aleph Aleph. In other words, if he was just here too, he was mishaven to write Hazocha, and he wrote Aleph Aleph. So, what does Rav Shimon say is high? Rav Shimon says he was mishaven to go with holy and holy, and we draw the whole only in one small spot in Hashem. El Rav Shimon Horos Mashim, Ashi Yichbid Hashem Kod. So Rav Shimon Shittin is that he has to buy the whole life. So that's in constant harmony with that Rav Shimon of Akadir, that he says, the Kiki was mishadun to be in Kadir Asturay, he's only hired to be in Kadir Asturay. ומוץ שם תוכה ואתה יפשין נאמר ויוסחז על ששם כולי תמרו מאחס פריץ די נוכה יוכל עד שייך וספוס כולי תמרו מאחס פריצים יוסחז יוסחים ונשחל עקוד ונשחל פרח מאחס אומר הביץ לחמים את הנדר ביץ אחס מאחס הינו מהינו אחס שהינו והינו שיחס אחס Shimon Meachas Meachas Shem Shimon Hein Oves Mein Atoves Achas Shereino Zon Shabbos Dovas Vohes And Heino Shi Achas So Zon Shabbos Dovas Vohes Is Chayv Of Meloch And Loch So that is So that is Achas Shereino in those deeds, what might say? Say, but it empowers many, because in the Shabbos Lohas, in the Shiachas, because the Shabbos is in the Lohas, no Rashi. Und wir haben sind los, wenn wir mehr hat, schenke ich ihm ein und gabe ihm, er geht damals mit dem Napos, mit Gott, mit Kanika, die schon ein Mehl, so wie die mehr von uns gab, das Achas, und als er nicht die Kien, so ist der Major, aber wir können die Deo, wenn sie sich so sehr mehr hat, kein Schenk steht, wenn kein Deo ist, kein Schenk, nicht Schenk Pezal, nicht Schenk Schoch, sich Montez, nicht Reue, die für die Kostung, nicht haben, nicht kann man für, sich da ist, und nicht verheben kann, vorhanden kann, nicht kann. Wie ich sehe, vor allem, wie kann man hinter der Kammer schießen, durch die Dinge alle Tauern der Sohn, durch die Spezies, mit denen wir aber immer ziemlich in der Kammer, die Wüste mit Autor, der Kamel, so wie schon verschrieb ist, die schon schön ist, Kirin, die muss nur kein, schon nun Jutres, das sind der Faschen und Lecken, und nur hier im Zentrum liegt, wenn Tidisch als Spezies, wenn man Tidisch nicht macht, am Jahre von Nossi zu Kloppen, da wird Tod in der Macht. Aki die auch Kolsche, Sasa Mekke, Papa Fischelora, wo wir hin, spielen die Maschinen, Kolsche in der Zure. Es kulle, kaum Maschinen schaben mit Jahre Labe in Kuba Sachas. Kau Schenk, Kuate, und mein Tante, der Blitz, ich in Deutschland, Achas ne Achas. Die Ossa Achas ne Himmel. So, die Freude ist Tose, Achas ne Himmel, Achas aber nicht. Die Menschen, die Kosta, nennen wir sehr, und mehr in uns sind. So the man in his entire team, he said, and the Wie Leute, Heino, in der Lohse, Zwona Beere, Michiel Chavez, Gott, it's Heino, it's a number of Chatoes, it was different in Lohse. Chatoes habe ihn an der Bosse Achas, als Josef Schule,